I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. If you're counting votes, you count soccer moms, and this year especially NASCAR dads, segments of the population identified as swing voters in presidential elections. There may be a new group to count. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, who are the new swing voters?
Alex, it's women who own their own businesses. A group called Women Impacting Public Policy did a survey. By the way, they used a Republican pollster and a Democratic pollster. And they found that women business owners are strongly split between the parties. 34% Democrat, 39% Republican, and a full 24% who label themselves as independent. And of course, those are the swing voters. Now, who are these women? I put the question to the group's co-founder, Barbara Kassoff.
This swing voter is a woman business owner that has about 10 employees. That's earning a minimum of $1 to $2 million per year, and when she becomes passionate about an issue or about a candidate, is not afraid to talk to her employees, her associates, her vendors, and ensure that people understand what this candidate has to say that she is so passionate about.
Now, the survey claims some 10 million women business owners are expected to vote in the 2004 presidential election, and that's actually a bigger and faster-growing voting bloc than Latinos.
What makes these voters different from others, aside from the fact that they own their own businesses?
Mostly that they vote, and they vote a lot. In fact, according to the survey, almost 90% of them have voted in all or most of the elections in the last few years. They're also very active voters. 2 out of 5 of them either gave money or volunteered for a campaign. And at least according to Kassoff, the group is growing more than twice as fast as their male counterparts, male entrepreneurs.
So what issues do they want the candidates to be talking about?
First of all, let's make clear that they are not soccer moms, and they don't want to be identified as soccer moms. They own their own businesses and, you know, employ, they say, 1 out of every 7 U.S. workers. The biggest issue for them is the rising cost of health care, same as a lot of companies out there, especially small businesses. Education and taxes were up there, and 14% cited moral values as something they'd look for in a candidate. But if candidates decide that this is an important swing group, there are a couple of things that these folks are not interested in. At the bottom of their list, terrorism, the environment, and crime. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we've been hearing a lot about the 10th anniversary of NAFTA this week. So we're taking a look at our neighbor to the north and a fight it's having with UPS over mailing rights.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.